Okay. So we're in Siman Tzadi Beis. I want to talk a little bit today about the issue, start talking about the issue of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. It's a broad subject, it'll take more than one shiur. I don't forget through everything in this packet even today, maybe we will. And then Sunday, probably Monday, also talk about Chaticha Nasis Nevela. The first issue, the relation between Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Efshel Sochto means, you know, if you have something which has become usur, can, so to speak, the words themselves, so schita, right? Can you squeeze out? Let's say, have milk or iser fell into heter, milk fell into meat, and now the meat became usur, or the item became impacted by whatever the tvar iser was. So, and now it becomes mixed with something else. Can in effect the cholov or whatever the tvar iser come out, squeezed out, so to speak, and now be overwhelmed by, now it's in a bigger pot with more things, and now the beetle can work. We're going to talk more about that separately, but the Mishnah, again, just to refresh our memory, it's on the page, the Mishnah stated that cholov shenofal achaticha, right, if a little bit of milk fell onto a piece of meat, so if it's no same time, that piece of meat, it becomes also, right, even though the milk drips onto a piece of meat, so if there's not enough in that piece of meat against the flavor of the milk, so now that piece becomes osur. And the Mishnah, if you remember, we discussed yesterday, did not discuss what happens to the rest of the stuff in the pot. That doesn't say. Okay, so then we discussed, does it impact the rest of the food in the pot? And we discussed whether it depends whether it's partially in the pot or not in the pot, everything mentioned yesterday. But Rav stated in the Gemara, on Kuf Chesamnav, Rav stated in the Gemara that that piece becomes Nevela, that entire piece becomes Nevela, and Ataki is Oser, everything else in the pot. Okay, and then the Gemara again, we discuss how much it has to be in the pot, not in the pot, but basically the point of departure for the first source of here on Kuf Chesam and Aleph is the statement of Rav amplifying the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah never mentioned what happens to the rest of the food in the pot. Okay, the Mishnah just talks about Osa Chaticha, so that Chaticha becomes Asura, but the Rav says that Chaticha is Nasis Nevela, and Asur is everything else in the pot. Again, we had a Machokas, how exactly that works. So it's on that that the Gemara asks in source 1, Kuf Chesam Aleph, according to Rav, my Kosovar, okay, what does Rav hold? E Kosovar Efshel Sochto Mutter, Chaticha my Nasis Nevela. Okay, again, what Efshel Sochto, the word schita is squeezing, but I would translate it means, can you isolate, right? Can you isolate, so to speak, the milk, all right, when it's in the that piece of meat, and now that piece of meat falls into another pot, okay, which certainly has shishim against the milk. Can you isolate that piece of milk to, to look at it again in the new pot? You can measure it against the whole pot. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, do we say once it's inside that piece of meat, all right, so then that's it. Then the piece of milk is gone. Efshel is soaked to us, so you can't squeeze it out, so to speak. Again, it's just a term. But it means, can you isolate that piece of milk when it's in another pot and say that the shishim in the other pot can move out to that milk? And if we would only need shishim in that second pot against the drop of milk, not against the entire piece of meat. That's the question. We'll talk more about it. Okay? But the Gemara asks, Ika savar efshel is soaked to mutter. So chaticha amay nasis nevela, okay? Then why does the chaticha become a nevela? Why does that whole chaticha become us or to ask the other things in the original pot? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says umay kosover rav beefshel sokto. In the cases beisur shenivla beheter benosan botam beosro bechazar ubishol haheter hazeh im heter acher. Right, isur fell into heter and it made it osur. Now that formerly that piece of food was formerly heter chazar or bishul heter zayim heter acher. Okay, not on purpose, but it happened. She efshar isar has a nivla b'zeh lisachet mimenu v'lichalek beheter acher ve'ain bo kashir lesor acher. Do we say that piece of milk that or isar whatever it is becomes isolated in the term that I gave you? Okay, such that now it will not aser the rest of that new pot. Okay, because the rest of that new pot has enough against the milk to prevent it from answering that whole new pot of meat. You follow the mic making it clear how that works? Okay. So it continues Rashi. Ikosavar Hutar Gam Harishon Mipneisha Niflata Isur Menu Khathila Huda Asar Shane Walasil. Of course the Khathila Asar, Umiu Diyavit Shari Lechel Af Harishon. If you're gonna hold that Efshel Sokto is mutter, meaning that it's as if the Isser comes out of it. Again, you can't do it on purpose because, but if it happened in Mutter, so my chaticha nasas nevela. Why would Rav say chaticha atzma nasas nevela? As Rashi says, ha'efsher hili sochem menu chalekach. It can be squeezed out, so to speak. Okay, the ain't lo lesser adshir achal of tam bekulon. Right. So Gemara answers, ella kosovar. Back to the Gemara now. Ella kosovar efshel softo osir. Okay, apparently holds efshel softo osir. All right, as Rashi says, ella kosovar mishen nesra chaticha shuv ain't lo heter. No. Once that piece has become meat, that meat becomes bosom chalav, it's never going to be nothing in it. It's going to be mutter again. Vashme'inan the afha heter shabon nase iser. Even what was mutter before now became osir. It never becomes osir again. Therefore, it's going to shir godol esar chayim harbe. It's going to ask the other stuff too. Okay, that's what comes out. So Rav holds efshel softo osir. The Itmar continues the Gemara. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Amri Efshel Softo Osir. Those three great important Amoraim, Rav, Chine Arab Yochanan, say Efshel Softo Osir. However, the three equally great people on the other side, Shmuel, Rav Shimon Berebi, Rav Shlokish, Amri Efshel Softo Mutter. Okay, so that's a machlokus of these Amoraim. All right, so hold the thought. We'll come back to the issue of Efshel Softo Mutter or Osir. But that's how the Gemara links them together. So for our purpose at the moment, Chaticha nasas tevela depends on efshel softo, right? If efshel softo also, that's because that relates to the chaticha nasas tevela. The whole piece becomes also, all right. So we saw again a few times already the Mishnah in earlier in Chulin Sari Vav and Beis, the end of Parakin on Nosha, which talks source number three. We saw yesterday, we saw before. Okay, Yerech shenisbashel bo gid hanosha. Okay, you cooked the whole hindquarters, the whole thigh, that whole part of meat, and you didn't take out the gid hanosha. So it says, im yesh bo benosin tam, okay, if it gives off flavor. Now, just as a side point, that's a whole question of im yesh be gidin benosin tam. The gidin are just, it's not meat, it's like a sinew, I don't know exactly what you call it, right? It's not a vein either, but it doesn't have any flavor to it. That's a question. Do we say yesh be gidin benosin tam or aim it? Can gid actually give off flavor? It's not meat, does it actually have a flavor? So that's a machlokis. Here, the Gemara is assuming, or this Mishnah is assuming, the yesh begid menosin tam, or the Mishnah can agree, ain begid menosin tam, but we have what's called shuman hagid. The gid is surrounded by some kind of fatty material that does have flavor. In any case, so if it gives off flavor, harezu asura. We discussed this yesterday, ketzer misharon asur, kibosar belefes. Lefes is a turnip, some kind of vegetable. Okay, as Rashi explains in 4, kibosar belefes, or tzutatari baba beis, Rowan keilu hayerach lefasos. Okay, you consider the yerach as if it's vegetables, right? And the gid as if it's meat. If a piece of meat in that ratio would give flavor to the vegetables, so then the yerach oser. The shurin halacha moshe sinai. Ugemir the bahachu shorina. That's our tradition. Afal pishal kruv or kaflut or other types of food would take it sharper or less sharp, would take more meat, but we are left for the fun of regular ordinary vegetables. All right, anyway, continues the Gemara. Gid hanosha, shenisbashel im hagidim. Okay, that's the second case, so to speak, in the Mishnah. Gid hanosha, shenisbashel im other gid, not all gidim in the animal are osir, right? Just the gid hanosha is osir, but the other types of the parts of sinews in the animal, mutter. So let's say the gid hanosha is cooked with other gidim. So bizman shemakiro, okay? So if, as Rashi says, the second Rashi of 4, shenisbashel gidin shoheter, that this gid hanosha is now cooked, not with other meat, but with other gidim, okay, which are edible, okay, other gidim, so which are mutter. So you have this gid hanosha is now cooked with other gidim. Im yesh bo benosin tam, I'm sorry, bizman shemakiro, if you can recognize which is the gid hanosha, so then benosin tam, then you the only issue is, did this gid give off flavor? As Rashi says, Bizman shemakiro mashlicho, so take it out. You can see it, right? You can tell what it is. You can recognize. So mashlicho lachutz, you take it out. Vein kana pletoso. So all you have is the flavor that it gave off. So now it's a question of flavor. It's benosin tam. Yesh benosin tam. B'chol elu. So now it doesn't give off. Did the gid hanosha give off flavor to the rest of the gid or not? Okay. Bimlav. But if you can't be makir, if you can't see, you know that all these gidim were cooked together. One of them is a gid hanosha. You look in the pot, you don't know which one's the gid hanosha. You can't recognize it. So then, 1 second, vimlav, then kulan asurin. Okay, then all the gittim asr. Why? Because I don't know which way, any one of them can be the gittim asr. I can't eat them. They're dealing with the raisa. Okay, as Rashi says, ulakam afarshin osin tam b'min b'mino. She'ino l'yochal avchino shu b'shishim. That's something else. Okay, but t'minos is lav kul asurin de bechol echad yesh lo marzehu. Each one of the gittim may be the gittim asr. I don't know. I can't tell. All right, you can't start playing around with that, and therefore it's asr. But I wrote the b'minos in tam, but the gravy, which obviously isn't the gid, okay, so then it's a matter of just the flavor. But you have this big pot cooking, there's 10 gidim in there, okay, so I don't know which one's the gid anosha, so I can't eat any of them, because anyone like, take out, maybe that's the gid anosha. You can't take chances. But Rashi says the Gemara S isn't a bit of a rope, but okay, let's assume for a moment it's not. All right, so you can't eat any of the gidim, because maybe it's, that's the gid anosha. As far as the gravy is concerned, though, you know that the gravy is not the gid anosha, that much you can tell. Okay, it doesn't look like a gid, so that's going to be a function of no Saint Tom. Yep, continues the Mishnah. V'chein chaticha shel nevela, or chaticha shel dag tameh, some tray of meat or tray of fish, shenisbashlo im hachatichos, got cooked with other pieces of meat, a piece of tray of meat got cooked with other piece of meat. Bizman shemakiron, if you can recognize which is the piece of meat that was also, okay. Then again, the whole question of no sin tam, right? Because you take it out, all right, and get rid of it, and now it's a question of the flavor. Yeah.
Is this talking about fish that was cooked with meat or fish?
Other fish. Other, well, it doesn't really matter because, I mean, you could say it was cooked with kosher meat, but that would be pretty easy to take and tell. Well, I love doctor. You can't always tell apart. You can't always tell. I don't think it matters. Okay. I remember once I got, I happen to be allergic to fish, personally. So I always come to a smorgasbord. I always had a tie now. I always complained to some of the kosher organizations. They serve sometimes fish and meat, in the hot. They have a separate sushi area, fine. When I grew up, we'd have sushi. But, they would have sometimes baked fish or whatever. So if it's salmon, you can tell by the color. But sometimes a baked flounder, it looks like a piece of chicken. And they sometimes serve it right next to the chicken or right next to the meat. I thought they should put it in a separate area. So I always ask, is this fish or meat? Because, sometimes it does look alike. It looks good. I happen to like fish, but I just can't eat it because it makes me sick. So I can't breathe. So it's a minor problem. But so I always ask, sometimes they serve the first course sometimes. You can't always tell. If it's salmon, you can tell because of the color, but sometimes you can't always tell. Anyway, so you're right. All right, anyway, getting back to this. So the Gemisha says, Chatilah dot com, and Shem is Bashim Chatilos, but it's Bizman Shemakir, and again, as Rashi said, Bizman Shemakir, Chatilos, so you can identify the what's Osir. So then, take that out, Mesharina Menos in Tom. Vim E Ainwed Kade lost his Tom, Mesho Heta, Hare Shar Mutoros, right? Then it is Mutor. Vim Ain Makiran, then Kola Chatilos, Chol Achas, Yeshoch, Shalom, Shema Zehu. Maybe that's, again, the same thing as before, right? Maybe that's the Osir piece. I wrote the mutter because again that's obviously not the piece. He made a chatichos and gedela says tam. Chol chatichos are keep over rotor, keep over the tidbits of meat and so on. All right, so that is the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, because Rashi called our attention, that's the Mishnah on Sadi Bava Mabez, which we've seen already. Okay, so the Gemara asks on Sadi Tes on Mabez, a couple pages later at the bottom of the page, gina noshin shispato velibato beruba. What do you mean? If you recognize it, take it out. Otherwise, you never know. Maybe that's the one, right? Both by the gid. Okay, by the gid. Okay, if you can't recognize it, they're also because maybe that's the one. What do you mean? Maybe that isn't that the classic case of bittul? Right, it's batel barov. Right, nine chance out of ten, it's not the piece. It's batel barov. Really, batel. It's called yovesh biyovesh. No liquid here, no transfer of the regular yovesh biyovesh. It's batel barov. What's the problem? So the Gemara answers on top of kuf amud aleph. So it's five. Barrier shiny. Barrier shiny. Beria is a whole entity, okay? Beria literally means a creature, okay? But it doesn't have to be an independent creature in this case, but it's its own entity, okay? Beria or shiny, okay? That's a difference, a special chumah. We don't reply, bittul, there's no bittul by beria, which is similar to Hilchos Tarovos, but as Hashem, we'll get to later in the year. But beria means, and basically three things that qualify or necessary for something called a beria. First of all, it has to be usur mitchilas briyasa. It has to be usher from the time it was born. The gid anosha is usher from the time the animal was born. As opposed to nevela. Nevela is not usher. Nevela is usher because the animal died through a means other than shchita. So that, but it's not mitchilas b'yosa. Like it wasn't usher from the time it was created. Okay. Also, it has to be a living creature, dabar chai, as opposed to a, let's say, a kernel of wheat or something like that. That's not called a barrier. And it has to be whole. It has to be whole, not chopped up. But anyway, so berries.
What was the middle one? The wheat?
It has to be a living, breathing creature from a living, breathing, as opposed to, let's say, a piece of wheat, or, you know, a berry could be a plant also. So it's not. Okay, we'll talk more about that, Bez Hashem, later on. But that's how the Gemara answers here. Continues the Gemara on Kuf Amar Alav. V'chein chatichah shon leba'at nevela. So Gemara asks the same question. V'tivta beruba. Why the Mishnah had the third case of the Mishnah back in Source 3 at Kuf, sorry, it's Arab Amabeid. Chatichah shon leba'at, we had the same thing. There you can't answer beria. Okay, so why doesn't bittul beruba? We said if a piece of nevela meat or a piece of non-kosher fish, whatever, got mixed up with others. So we said the same thing. If you're makir it, if you can identify it, so take it out. And fine. But if not, then you better not eat any of the pieces because any one of them could be that piece, like Rashi said, right? So well, here you can't answer berries. So the Tavatat of Ruah. So Gemara gives a technical answer. Hani chalamandam or kol shadar kalimono shenu and lamandam or es shadar kalimono shenu maikal memer shani chaticha over is kabet bolifnei orchem. Okay, Esther Darka, that's a sugi and beitza, the two ways of selling or of purchasing things, okay, or of when you quantifying items. Okay, one is when you buy it by, let's say when you buy a box of Cheerios or something, you don't count how many pieces of Cheerios are in a box, okay? It's one unit, so to speak, all right. As opposed to other things, you buy per item. Right, that's called Esther Dark Limonos and Kol Shadar Limonos. Okay, Kol Shadar Limonos means where it's one entity. You're not looking at each individual piece. Each individual piece doesn't have chashivas. It's a total package. Okay, you know, I mean, it's not quite the same thing. But in Eretz Yisrael, if you go to the makolet, you can buy like can I have five eggs, please. You can buy five. You can't do that here. It's a dozen. You can't buy. I don't think. A regular grocery store, you can't buy just five eggs. And it's all maybe you can. You buy what you need. Okay. So anyway, that's a different esher. So esher dark limonos is each one is counted individually. Okay. So the there should be no bittul berov over there. So tell the Gemara answers. No, this is chatichur leiskabed, and that's why there's no bittul berov. Okay. You can't answer very shiny. The Gemara answers chatichur leiskabed. Okay. So let's just take a look on the Rashi's here. All right. Again, there's a side point of why the bittul berov doesn't work. All right, kol shadar kalimonos, Rashi explains, shenimnes adamos limnos chatichos, you count it out exactly. All right, anyways, we said, we don't have to go into great detail there. But now I want to look at the Rosh on this sugya. This is Parakhes Simchof Beis, Chulin, 8. Okay, on this mission, and again, by the and the Gemara. Okay? So the Gemara had said it's a machlokas Rav and Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan on one side and Shmuel and Shmuelakish and I forgot what it was on the other side whether Efshel Sokhto is Usur or Efshel Sokhto is Mutter. Okay, what does it mean? So let's take a look in the Rosh. Pirish. You see it? This was something that's important. Okay, I'm going to explain it now. But I only showed you that Gemara just to deal with the bit of Barov issue. We'll see how it's relevant. Okay, Pirish. Isser Shenivla Beheter. Okay. Benosan botan, the osro. You have a piece of iser that was fell into a piece of heter, some chazer fat fell into chont or whatever, onto a non-kosher piece of meat, onto a kosher piece of meat, and it imparted flavor. Also, it imparted flavor. But also, and it asered that piece. The chazer ubisho heter ze im heter harbe. So, what does it mean? She efshar lehi sacheto iser anivlo beheter, belechalek beheter achron. Can you, so to speak, squeeze out, isolate the iser, which was swallowed up, and spread it out now among the new heter and libat the b'shishim. That's what efshel sokto means. What we follow? In other words, you can take that usher, the dvar iser, which had been absorbed in the dvar heter, and assert it because there wasn't enough in that heter piece of meat to mivatel it. Now, can the iser come out again, so to speak, be squeezed out and spread out now through a new mixture, which does have enough to be mevatel? That's the case. So kosavri rav, b'chanina b'chanina b'chanan, mikevon shenes rachaticha, no, shuv ein lo heta b'schita. Done, you can't do it. She'af ha'heta shebo nase iser. Okay, the whole thing became osir. B'chol ha'yotzim ena osir, the second mixture will have to have enough to mivato, not only that original iser piece that fell in, but the whole thing. Okay? Now, here's what he adds. Ve'af kishiyesh shishim levatel eskulo, osa chaticha asur. That original piece remains asur. Just hashar mutaros. Okay, that's the point. Now, v'ein makira rotem mutim cholach adesuris im chaticha zizur eskabit. That was that other Gemara. Now, here's what he says. Says the Rosh, ve'dafka basa b'cholach. Avabushari surin, af chaticha eskabit ein oseres v'acherus ubat l'barov. Okay? He says, only by chaticha, the unique din by basu chalav. Chaticha or leskabed, says the Rosh, does not apply by shari surin. It's only by basu chalav. Dafka by basu chalav. Of a shari surin, even if it's a chaticha leskabed, there's still bittul. There's still bittul. Ain't no seres acheres. Okay? Now, ulahilchas of kira, and who, how do we pass on this issue? So you look who the, you line up who the shittas are. So on one hand, you had Rav. So ulahilchas of kira, Lagabe Shmuel b'Yisurin, right? We have Machokas Rav and Shmuel. We know the rule. Hilchas Rav b'Yisurin, Shmuel b'Dinim. Okay, when it matters of Isra Heta, we pass like Rav over Shmuel. Matters of Dinim, Dinimamonis. Okay, similar law, we pass like Shmuel over Rav. Well, this is clearly Isra Heta. So therefore, we pass like Rav against Shmuel. That's Efshel Sokto Aser, and also Rabbi Yochanan Lagabe Shalkish. In this particular case, Rabbi Yochanan is alone with Rav, and Rabbi Shalkish is alone with Shmuel. Well, we pass Rabbi Yochanan over Shalkish too. So that pushes in the direction of what do you call it? Efshel. Therefore, Hilcha Kaimelon, Efshel Sokto Osir. Okay, therefore, we paskin that Efshel Sokto is Osir. Now, the Rosh gives a hint that something we're going to get to a moment shortly today, Bez Hashem. Or if not today, then certainly Sunday. Ulodiver ben Ophraim, Zatzal. Lo Nechlok vel Bos Vecholov, Shetarosan Osarta, Venasa Shem Echad Shulisa, Vashari Zumlo. Ben Ophraim says the whole discussion of Chaticha Nas and the Vela, this whole discussion is limited to Bas V'Cholo, okay, which we're going to come back to. Okay? But that's the Rosh, important Rosh. The Rosh Bo in the Torah of Bias, again by Zal Shar Aleph, basically says, like the Rosh, V'Kaimelon, L'Gabe Bas V'Cholo, the Chaticha Atzma Nas and the Vela, who command the Omar Efshel Sokto Osir. That's how we pass it, says Rosh Bo, like Rav, and so on. And even though it's a Machlokas, and it quotes different Shitas, still, we paskin in this case like them. That's what it says at the end. Okay, the chol rav shmuel v'isur kamal kirav. The chol shekin the shmuel got Rabbi Yochanan. Let's look at the shmuel. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Lachish. I'm sorry, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Lachish. Lakish. Right, the chol shekin the havel rav Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbim legabim shmuel Rish Lakish, etc. Hilchah kamal on kavasayu. The b'bosu b'cholav chaticha atzmanas levela the efshel sof to also. Okay, that's the din. That's how we paskin on halacha. That's how the Rambam says. The Rambam is in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. Nofal Cholav L'Tov. We've seen it already a few times. Nofal Cholav L'Tov Chedera Shal Bosar. Torah Menes HaChaticha Shom Al HaCholav. Ein Bo Tam HaCholav HaKol Mutav. Yesh Bo HaChaticha Tam HaCholav. Af Al Pi. Shem Tischa Et HaChaticha Lo Yishor Bo HaTam. Okay, still it's awesome. And therefore, Paskin Zohar Ar Bayas here, finally in Simon Tzadi Beis. Sif Gimel. That's what we're up to, Sif Tzadi Beis Gimel. Kishinesra HaChaticha Machmas HaCholav. Now it says, Kol HaChaticha Osir, Isir rather, Vim Bishle Macheres Tzorchim Shishim, Tzorch Shishim Levatel Kula, not just the original piece of it. Now, Vim Makira Mashrich Macheres Mutaris, Menem Makira Rota Mutar, Tzorch Hazur, Sim Chaticha Isir Rizkabit. I mentioned that thing, I showed you that Gemara from before. Okay? So that is the position of the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin, Chaticha Nas is the Vela, the whole piece becomes Osir, Efshel Sof to Osir. Yes? So says the Shulchan. The Taz in Sukkot and Zion 12 points out that an important qualification. He says, notice what happened in the second mixture. Look at the words of Shulchan Aruch back in Sukkimel 11. Kishenesra chaticha machmas acholam. A peace became osir kles basur acholam. And now, and then therefore, Nas is kolach chaticha iser. Vim bishli macher. Now you cooked it with other meat. Cooked it, emphasis of the word bishul, then you need shishim against the whole thing. Says the Taz, that's dafka im bishla im acheros. Ava below bishul, okay, without, if it weren't cooked together, it just came into contact, that goes back to what we talked about last week, cham b'cham, etc. That's eina oseres hafila b'shneim chamin, okay. Then it's not usher. It's not going to be totally usher. Then it's a case of chavis, klipa, whatever else. But it's not going to be usher. Okay, velo amar b'simin tzadi alef siv dalet b'cham l'tocham d'nezer ha'kol ela b'isar machmas atzmo, says the Taz. What about we spoke about cham l'tocham, that everyone says it is usher? Okay, it's not just klipa. That's because we're talking there about something which is isar machmas atzmo. Remember we discussed at the beginning of the year, what is the nature of basar v'cholov? Is basar v'cholov isar machmas atzmo? It's called a new entity? Or no, it's a piece of meat that has milk in it. It's called isar balua. Okay? It's an isar balua. Isar balua. It's like a piece of kosher meat that absorbed the flavor of something non-kosher. Is that what basar v'cholov is? Or is it isar balua? He obviously holds, the Taz does, that basar v'cholov is an isar balua. Okay, Mamela, he says that's the answer, that Cham Tocham usually that answers it, that's Isur Machmas Atzmo. Okay, that's by Isur Machmas Atzmo. Masherekin Kan Isur Balua, but Afal Gav, and it's a different question. The Basim Kufhais design Hishra Basmachol Isur Machmas Atzmo. Okay, but doesn't the, well, we also discussed at the beginning of the year, doesn't the Gemara earlier, the Shulchan Aruch later, some Kufay, say that Basar V'cholov calls, seems to consider Basar V'cholov Isur Machmas Atzmo? That's Hainu Basar Atzmo Im Cholov Atzmo. Remember we made the distinction between creating Basar V'cholov, and it's different than something which is Basar V'cholov impacting something else. Remember we had that? As I told you, we learned all those things, we'll come back to them. Remember that earlier in the year, right? We said, by basar atzmo, v'cholov atzmo, when you're first creating a basar v'cholov entity, that's an isur machmas atzmo. But it turns into impacting something else, then it's called an isur balua. That's the Taz. That's how the Taz is the medayik from the Shulchan. That's why here he says, bishul, it's got to be bishul. Okay, but without bishul, it's not going to be usur. What do you mean? Cham b'cham is usur? That's by all isur machmas atzmo. Okay, still in a clip or whatever, but that's what the Taz says over here. The Shach disagrees. Okay, look at the Shach in Sivkot and Zayin. The Shach says, one second, he also points that Siman Kuf Hei, and he tells you what the, you know, Mikol Mokom Shar Chaticha Shenogu B'Zuah Chaticha Tzvikam Netila. And he says, they wouldn't need Netila. He doesn't say, he's not medayik. Like, again, he just says the shark there mutter. They'll still see the tila, like I said before. Klipa, we pass the tila. Kobi Etzba, like we said. But one second. The shach seems to say, even without bishul. The Taz made a point of emphasizing, the Chaber said, bishlo. Okay? Kishneh, his language is in bishlo, imacheros. And he said, it wasn't mevasho, then it wouldn't be. Then it wouldn't be that. There wouldn't be asr. You wouldn't need shishim against the whole thing. You know, only through bishul. Okay, the shach didn't say that. Okay, the shach said even without bishul, it's going to be aser, or at least kedei netila. Okay, and so it's a machlokes. Now that works out very well because the shach happens to hold, and we saw this back then, that basar v'cholov is isur machmas atzmo. Right, the Taz says the difference in simun kuf hei and here is that simun kuf hei was talking about isur machmas atzmo. And here we're talking isur balua, right? But the shach says basar v'cholov is also isur machmas atzmo. So therefore, he says he gives a different answer. Okay, so that's the shach that she's tossing. Okay, now the Prima Godim in on that Taz Simtzadi Beis the Mishpat Zosov Sikot and Zion talks another distinction. He says even by an isur balua. Even by Isur Balua, he talks about a distinction if the Dover Shomein or not. He says, he quotes the Taz, Ayin Taz, the Cham below Rotev, Eina below Yotze. Okay? Now, his Lashon is language. Why does the Taz insist upon Bishul? Pergonim is hinting at this. Why does the Taz insist that only through Bishul? Right? You put this in the second pot, Dafka Bishul. And not that it just fell in and touched it without. Because only through Bishul is the flavor transferred. Right? Without Rotev, Bishul means it's liquid. The liquid transfers it. Okay? But, he says, Akim Balad Shabalad Dover Shomin. Okay? And then Balua, we are Bikin enough to make that distinction. So, by an Isser Balua, okay, and it's already Usser, if the Dover Shomin, then he would agree, he says even Taz would agree, you don't need Bishul. Right? He only required Bishul to make it, you know, to God has something to move the issue around. It's an issue balua, so it has to move the issue around, right? But but if it's a davar shaman, it's okay, all right. So we don't have to look. The rest of the shach, the second paragraph was talking about. We discussed yesterday that mivla bala miflat lo polat. We had a few different reasons why. Okay, the Messias question: when it's bolea, it can't be polet. He discusses maybe even even though it's not polet, but it may be a masha who does come out. Is it true that nothing comes out? Masha at the end is therefore we can buy pesach when it's chometz osho masha. We should be machmer. Okay, we don't need to go into that now. The shach in Sivkot and Tes. Again, the shach holds bus b'chov v'zisu machmas atzmo, so therefore he says, v'makira mashir v'chayes mutar k'shei shishim neged achaticha, v'eina makira harotev mutar k'shei shishim b'chatichos uberotev. Okay, b'chol achadir asuris v'chaticha yisur klomar shenesu bus b'chol v'ru eskabe. Okay, because he holds the kaimalon l'kamon the bus b'chol v'isu machmas atzmo. Okay, if it's really chatichol iskabed, it's not potim elef. Okay, it's not chatichol iskabed; it's potim barov. Otherwise, but that's why he gave that answer, like we saw in the Gemara about chatichol iskabed. No, the shach is saying l'shitaso that the whole bus of cholov is an isur machmas atzmo. He says that's why it says it later on. It's an isur machmas atzmo, and that will lead to a distinction regarding what do you call it chatichol iskabed, which is by isur machmas atzmo. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to emphasize this sort of side machokas. Bottom line is the Taz is medayik from the Shulchan Aruch his way, okay, the Bas V'Cholav is Isser Balua, and the Shach over here is medayik from the Mechaber to the Isser Machmas Atzma. Each one uses it for their position. All right, now let's come to trying to understand a little bit more about Chaticha. That was all background information, good. Let's understand a little bit more about Chaticha Nas that's available, okay? So again, the Mishnah Kuv Ches Amar Aleph, Tipas cholov shenofel lachaticha im yesh bo santam ba osa chaticha osar, okay, osar. And as Rashi explains, tipas cholov shenofel lachaticha b'tzoch hakdera halachas min chaticha zvelo hege sekadera etc. We discussed the other day. If it gives him an osan tam and not chaticha, then it's osar. One second. Why does taka the whole piece become osar? What's the svara? What's the svara about chatichas as nevela? Why don't we just say a piece of milk fell out? Okay, so could they clip up? Get rid of that piece. Cut out that piece where the milk landed. Right? You see the milk landed. So cut out that piece. Why does the whole piece become a svara?
Because that one piece becomes a
chatzah shalosek. Why? Okay, but why? Well,
because
it comes together. Okay, so let's sharpen. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong. But touching is not enough. That's the point. The Tosis says that Tosis kasha. Not my kasha. Tosos on kufches. We know the answer. You're right. But let's just see that we show them how they spell it out. Tosos on kufches on av dimasul tipas chol of 18 says neseres kishachaticha kula chutz lerotav ayri. All right. Again, that was that machlokas the Riyad Rashi the other day. Kula part of it. Fine. All right. But then he writes, what's the reason? Ulechach mishan bosa chaticha levat alatipa velo bishar chatichos mishum dechalav mifapeya al kola chaticha. The nature of milk is that it spreads. You can't just do kadei klipa because it doesn't just touch one place. It spreads throughout the entire piece. Now, ve'ein mefapeh mechaticha lechaverta, it won't spread to the next piece. Elai de near v'kiso. If you covered, stirred the pot, you covered it like we discussed the other day. But it basically, the Tosis here in Chul Kuv Ches Amar Aleph is giving us a hint as to why, what the logic, that whole piece becomes osur. Like you said, Yeshua, it becomes a chefza shel isur. Why? Because the milk spread in effect, and the milk just didn't remain in one place. Okay, the milk, that's it, it's hot, it's cooking together, and the milk therefore spread throughout that entire piece of meat. It can't jump to another piece of meat. Okay, they can't jump unless you cause it to jump. You stir it, and you connect them, and so on, or you cover the pot. So, with Rashi, this other condensation, other things, and move it around. But I'm just saying, we know this, but it's important to see it, right? That's the Satosis. In effect, there's a Sora behind Chaticha Nas as the Vela, right? Because the whole, why does the whole piece become Usher? Because the whole thing became, you can't just touch one place, okay? And that's Dafka through Bishul, okay? If it's just Cham V'Cham, the touch. The touch, what's it in then? Then you'll have to, you can get away with kedei klipa or kedei netila because it didn't spread throughout the entire thing, it just touched. But here, when it's mevushal together, the piece of milk travels chemical, the molecules or whatever you want to call them, travel throughout the entire piece of meat. That's, you follow? That's why there's an issur basar chalav on the entire piece. Okay? Now, that's what Tosfos says. Again, the Mishnah by the Yerech, right? Again, we saw it. Yerech, okay? So we saw it already. So over there, on that Mishnah, move to source 20, okay? The Gemara says as follows on Tzadi Vav Odbeis, over Tzadi Zan or Aleph. Omar Shmuel, lo, we saw this also once, lo shanu elashinis bashelpa. This is only true if nisbashel. At this point, the Tosfos is really in the Gemara. It's only true if it was cooked together. Aval nitzla bo, but if they were roasted together, there was no gravy, no liquid, no condensation to move things around. Then, kole for ochel, ad shemegil agid. Right? You can't eat it. They do klipa around the gid, but you can eat up until that point. Okay? How could it be? Ask the Gemara. Ain't he? V'omar avhuna gedi shetzolo b'chalavo. It's milk. You can't eat any part of it. So again, the Gemara itself says on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. I'm sorry, of top of Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. It says shiny cholov demifapeya. It spreads around. Okay, as Rashi says, mifapeya. Right, we said lo shmul, says lo shanu the chiyesh bonos and tam kolach asura el shenis batel. Okay, if you cooked it together, it's just bashel. I mean, it's bashel. Why Rashi says, second Rashi 31, Sharotev Mala Hatam Bechol HaBosar. The liquid, the bishul means through the medium of liquid, so the liquid moves things around. Aval Nitzle, which is next to it, it's not Mefapeh. It goes in and out, it doesn't spread to something else. So therefore, Kolei Vokal, Kolei Chotech El Vokal, you cut off part of it, okay? But as far as the other Cholov is concerned, you can't even eat Mirosh Ozan, you can't even part any part of the meat. The whole animal becomes puzzle. But the whole piece of meat becomes also rather. So that's because top and side is Amar Aleph, Rashi Mefapeya, Belaz, whatever that word is, Mevatz Beis Vaholech Umispashet Bechol HaBosar. So that's right. So according to Tosfos, which is really like this Gemara fundamentally, the reason why we say Chaticha Nasas Vela is because the milk spreads throughout the entire piece. Okay? It's part of the cooking process. Now, comes along the Ran. Yeah.
Even if it's it's interesting because it doesn't matter how much.
No, because it has to impart flavor to the meat. If the piece of milk was so minuscule that even that one piece of meat was mevatel, so then I never got a chance to mevatel. Whatever's mefapeya, it is mefapeya. Whatever's mefapeya is so minuscule, it's not halakhically significant, right? That piece, it has to be that piece of meat was not shishim against the drop of milk that fell in. Okay. Right? Because then, in a chanami, I would say, you're right, the milk does still spread throughout, but it's not halachically significant. Right? Now, the Ran, here in Chulam Mem Gimel Aleph on the Riv, okay, it explains a little differently than Rashi. Okay, it's not the spreading so much. I mean, it's not a major makhluk, it's just a little different angle. He says, "Shekol osa chaticha mitzvahs latal people v'shinichnesa mishpashet to bekula." Okay, it goes into the entire piece. Okay, he's looking at a different angle. Okay, and maybe what you were getting at. Why don't we say one second? The piece of milk, if the piece of milk spilled on a drop of milk spilled on a piece of meat, and the piece of meat has shishim, then we're okay. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean we're okay? The point where the milk landed, there wasn't shishim. Right? The milk landed at a certain finite point on the number line, right? A finite point on the meat. At that little place where the milk landed, there's not shishim, it's a drop of milk, it's a drop of meat, whatever. But we say, no, you look at the entire piece of meat. So it's the same thing from the other angle, right? So that's what the Rana explains. Shekol osa chaticha mitzarefes levat al atifa mishay nechneses mishpashet es bekulo. You hear what he's angling at? He didn't say phrases, what I'm saying. A drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. And it's a very big piece of meat. There's much more shishim. But why don't we say 1 second? We should still look at that one place where the milk landed. There wasn't shishim right at that point. No, we look at the entire piece of meat because the milk spreads throughout the entire thing. So now, exactly what I said to you, Shushu, that you look now at the entire thing. Is the milk flavor now a lot more significant or not? Okay, so says the Ran, Afgav, the Cham, the Cham, the Isu, Shein, Rosham, Ein, Shem, Shopair, Kol, Shein, Baroz, Ein, Oseo, Sebe, Klippa. Okay, that which we said before. Cham b'cham, okay, which is not, there's no, it's a shaman. Regular cham b'cham, someone landed on the other. okay, which we said there's not fatty, so it's not papaya, and there's no road there. Then it's only kidei klipa. Hani mili b'chom shel tzli ukeyotzibo. Yeah, that's only the heat, like roasting, but there's no liquid. Avah chaticha zu kevin she omedes b'kedera. So he says mitoch sheyesh for hevel is steam, and lachus is moisture. Then on isim ispashik b'chol chaticha. Not only argument about what we said before, but the Tosafot, well, the nature of milk is that it spreads through, it's liquid, so it drips through. The Rav is saying that it's not just a matter of the nature, it's not just the milk, but the when you're cooking and there is steam and there is lachos, there is moisture, so that's what brings it through. It's a little bit different, okay? Okay, I don't want to make a big fuss about it. The Rav just says a little differently. The Rashi, Tosafot said, "Mifapeya, it spreads," but he's telling you how does it spread? It spreads through the moisture, through the liquid. That's the ikur. Okay, the steam or the moisture. And that's how it's mispashi. And the Ritva also, Kulan Kum Chasanov, Dima Maslo on this mission, Kipas Chol, the Lo Nemra Klipa Ela Bechom Ditzli or the Malia. Kadei Klipa suffices only when it's tzli. Okay, when it's the heat of roasting, where there's no liquid. Or it's Malia, Malik Roseya, which we said is the same thing. Earlier this week, we spoke about Malik Roseya. Malik is like sleep. Okay, but Kol Shebe Kedera, Nivla Yisr, okay, but it's in a pod, that's different, okay? And again, I printed also the Rosh Yosef, the Kibagata, on Kulin, okay, and the last one, this post was the Lo, yeah.
To bring to the left, with this outside of the Basar, or can it also be speaking about whether or not it's a moist piece of meat on the inside?
That's a good question. I
assume that there would be some type of lia
inside. Yeah, I think you're. I don't know if that's what the Rambam means, but
like
see,
a chomp meat or something.
Yeah, there's moisture inside, and that maybe helps us spread around. Also, I don't think that's what you might mean. That might have been. I thought you meant like the moisture outside moves around the pot, but in an individual piece, yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense. Okay. The problem is, but by tzli, there's also with some moisture.
So I was curious about the difference between tzli, but it's a different form of bishul.
No, we learned back in Pesach, we learned whether it's even called bishul or derives or for halakha purposes. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. The Rosh Yosef also says the kedera of a bishul is called the lobotzi. They don't say kedera tila. That's the difference. It's a tila, not klipa. Oh, we had that machlokas already. Okay. Now. The question, so that's, we now understand the svara of chaticha nas is available. I mean, like you said it correctly before, I'll say you're wrong, but I understand a little deeper, you know, how it works. The whole piece becomes also good. Now, it's interesting because you look carefully in the Gemara, how do we paskin? You know, do we paskin the chaticha nas is available or not? Okay, I mean, how do we paskin this question? We had a machlokas in the Gemara, so let's see. So it's interesting, the Gemara, you look carefully in the Gemara. Look at now at the Sword of Gemara, but I'll read it again. Kuf Chesanov, 26. Amar Rav, Kevon Shenosan Tam Bechaticha, Chaticha Atzma Nasas Tavela, Roseres Kola Chaticha Kulon, Mipnei Shehein Mina. Okay, Mipnei Shehein Mina. And Amalei Mazutra Bered of Mari Larvina, Michti Rav Kamar Mashmaska, Rehuda Dabba Min Bemino Lo Bato. That's a big machlokas. The logic, I think I explained to you, that usually bitul means the clash. Min bimino, when all the items are the same, there's no clash. There's a halachic clash. That's enough. We'll talk about that. Okay, that's in the beginning of Hilchos Tarovos, Bez Hashem. But min bimino, lo bato. Okay? So Rav says that the chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and therefore if it falls into another pot, it's going to aser all the stuff in that pot, unless the shishim gets the whole piece of meat. Okay, and there's no, but then he brings in min bimino lo bato. So the question is, and look at Rashi. Amar Rav, Rashi makes it clear. Amar Rav, had the tanav masnisim im yesh benos en tam ba'osah chaticha lesser as kol hakedera. The came in the lesser chaticha he atzma kula nasas iser. Boser as kol hakatuz kulon afirash ben kedelavata chaticha kula nasas kulon. Rav says not what I said. Rav says no, shishim won't work. Rav happens to hold that min bimino is not bato. So that piece of meat is going to answer the whole other pot, even if there's shishim against the whole piece of meat. It goes kotze al kotze. You hear? That's what Rav says. The second batch, the second pot, you know, of meat, is going to, everything's going to be awesome. Okay, everything's going to be awesome because min bimino lo bato.
And Rav Salak of Yehuda, I'm in Mila Batala.
So the question is that connected to Chatikha Nasa Demeyos?
Rav, or just happens to be, that Rav holds both. Rav holds Chatikha Nasa Demeyos, and he also holds Min Bimino is Eino Batala, and therefore he links the two things in this particular case. Or would we argue that the two things are related? Okay, does Chatikha Nasa Demeyos kind of depend on Min Bimino Lo Batala? If you hold Min Bimino is yes Batel, so maybe we wouldn't say Chatikha Nasa Demeyos. Maybe. Okay, what that's the question. So you look, interestingly enough, in the Ran. The Ran is on Mem Dalman Av and Kogod Mem Dalman Beis, or the Riv. Okay. Umiyam Arav Gediyah Sator Velochot and so on. Avil Yesh Shismo Al Arav Al Fasi. Back in the Riv, it's interesting, you should just know the Riv. There seems to be, if you look in Parakalabos, in the back of the Riv, if you look inside, there's very little Ran on certain things. At the end of the Parak, he spent a couple of pages. You know, the long runs where he just kind of like talks about all the things he didn't talk about back then. Why exactly, I'm not sure. But that's, so this is in that later part. And the Yesh smaller about Fasi, doesn't say on the Riff. Lama lo pasuk mekan shechaticha atzis v'asrei latzvicha shir keotzibo v'divecham shomim min v'mino botol. Okay, and if you look back and look on Laman Ches, I didn't print it, but you look on Laman Ches in the Riff, he speaks about chaticha atzis in parenthesis. And it's not really part of the Riff. The Ran here is assuming that the Rif never mentioned it. Why doesn't he mention Chatikha Nasa Tavela? And look what he says. Yesh Omer Kedei Lahamid Dvaro, second line. Delo Amrinan Chatikha Atzma Nasa Tavela Elamanda Omar Min Bemino Loboto. Because every time Rav speaks about Chatikha Nasa Tavela, he mentions Min Bemino Loboto. So the Ran is suggesting the Rif holds that way. And the Rif holds the only person who passes Chatikha Nasa Tavela is the same guy who says Min Bemino Loboto. Alright? Shekach hadin. Shekol ha-chaticha shekibot tamidin she'ein mina motziya mikhali surah. Why? What's the swara that they'd be related? Okay? What's the swara they'd be related? A drop of milk falls into a piece of meat. Okay? That meat will never be overpowered mivuto by other piece of meat because you'll mean lo bato. Okay, so therefore, in effect, that entire piece of meat now becomes permanently osur. That's here what the Rana is saying. He says, "Shekach hadin, shekol chaticha shekibul tam in ha'iser, any piece of meat that got an osur of forbidden flavor, ain mina other piece of meat will not motziv mikhal isur. Adarava, for care, he osur shekol chatichas kula. It'll osur the other pieces. The other pieces, no matter how many there are. Okay, neishen mina." You see what the Ran is saying? The Ran is saying that a piece of meat that absorbed flavor, okay, and now has a tab of milchis in it, all right? So nothing, no, you can pile on as much meat, forget about this l'chatkila, even with mutter, you can pile on as many pieces of meat as you want. It's never going to mevata that. Why? Because min bimino is lo bato. It's meat. So the status of this meat now has changed, so to speak. Not only won't other pieces of meat mevatel it, it will in fact aser all the other pieces of meat. I don't care how many pieces of meat there are. That's what he says. However, so therefore he says there's a linkage, if you will, between min bimino, lo batel, that principle, and chaticha nasa nevela. So, continues around. Avala dida, the kaimalon, the min bimino batel, we happen to paskin that min bimino is batel. Therefore, ein inyan lechaticha nasa aser nasa nevela. Therefore, we won't pass from chaticha nas nevela. The efsher shem nitlin bezeh ne shalom matzino chaticha atzma nevela el the nesayim bavo seres kol chaticha zchul ne shem mina. Every time Rav introduced, and I just showed it back, showed it to you in the Gemara, right in 26. Okay, when Rav tells chaticha nas nevela, he right away says min mina lo bato. So the Rif, Rav says, the Rif probably understands that the two concepts are related. And since we don't paskin min mimilo bato, we paskin min mimilo yes bato, we're also not going to paskin chaticha nasis nevela. That's what he says. However, the Rav is saying that maybe defend the Rif, right, to explain why the Rif doesn't include about chaticha nasis nevela. So he says, all right, but ein zeh derech l'chumar. I don't think that's the clear path, okay? And he quotes Yerushalmi. That's rejected in Shami.
Okay, and Rabban, Avraban zal kosev shalach rabachas yeschaticha nas nevela, and asus apila derechachamin, v'chein ro'oy lodun lahorus lingin maisa adkan. So the Ran gives a swara, but he says, well, maisa, we don't pass that way. We paskin min lino lo bato, but that's got nothing to do with chaticha nas nevela, and we will accept chaticha nas nevela anyhow. Okay, we will accept chaticha nas nevela anyhow. All right, now, the Rambam, her Tessalach and Tess, the continuation, by nine. Umisharina Bekula, Imhai Bekol Shesh Mekdarim, Nachatichos, Erek Amorak, Atavim Tishit, Chaticha Zu, Echa Mishim, Min HaKol, HaChaticha, Asur, Vashar Mutar. Okay, again, Chaticha Nas Nevela. As you said, you got to measure against the whole piece, right? Because Chaticha Nas is Nevela. Comes the Raivin, look at this. Because the Raivin, Amar Vrom, Anu omrim shelo shamanu kol chaticha nasel eladas Yehuda the machmir may be mina but our bottom low. Oh, look at that! The right man, like the Ran says in the Rif. So it's not; it's a minority view. It's not how we paskin, but you should be aware that some Rishonim deny chaticha nasel alalach lamaisa. Okay, so that's what I want to bring out. It's not the majority view, certainly not. But the right man seems to hold that way, and the Ran says maybe the Rif holds that way. So it exists. All right. But now, what I want to turn to at least to start, okay, is the question of Chaticha Nas Nevela, the Shari Isur. But here we just had a machlokas, does it even apply by Bas V'Chol? So most everyone agrees we do accept Chaticha Nas Nevela by Bas V'Chol. The question is, what about by Shari Isur? What about by Shari Isur? So we have a Gemara in Daf Kuf, again, which we've seen, Kuf Amar Aleph. Do we? Go back there. Okay. Dorosh Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Chaticha Shel Mevela or Shel Dog Tamei, Eino Seres Ad Shetitein Tam Rotev Ube Kifa Ube Chatichos. Okay, it will not aser. Okay, will not aser unless it gives flavor to the to all the gravy and the pieces and other things that are in there. All right, Rashi Chaticha Shel Mevela Umakira. Okay, you can get it out. Eino seres b'pleitosa, that which it expelled, that flavor that imparted, is actually also achitim or kedilatim tam, with the whole thing. You can measure the whole thing. It sounds like even that original chaticha doesn't become aser. Right? You measure for your shishim, including the rota, the sediment, whatever other pieces there are. Okay? Now, Rav disagreed with this. Uke Rav Amora legendarsh. Rav appointed someone to an Amora. Rashi says, "Hem in Meturgamah, in front of Lidros Rosh Shalom Yomidom Rav Rachana." Rav made a big announcement. Rav Rachana is wrong. He got someone to publicize the fact he's not correct. And Vidarash, he says in the second line of 30, back in the Gemara Kufam Alav, "Kevin Shenos on Tam Mechaticha, Chaticha As Atzonas Nevelo." He said again, "Boseres Kalachim Tzvul Neishemino." Like we said before, he always brings up that issue. I don't care about that right now. Okay, he says. Chaticha Atzmanas is Nevela. Okay. Rashi says, Chaticha Zu Shekibo Tamna Nas Nevela Atzma. And an Atzma is everything else. Okay? Now, on this. So then the Gemara went on. I should have printed the rest of the Gemara. We saw this already. The Gemara went on to say, so why did it say that the pot is mutter? The answer is, remember, Shekodim is Silko. Remember, he took it out before it got a chance to spread. So on that, Tosus says, look at the Tosus. The Dermas was Shekodim is Silko. Mim Tomar. Tosus says, with me, 32. Lomali, Shachaticha Shalheter, Kibla Tamin on a Vela. 1 second. Why does it have to be that the original piece of meat, it only becomes usser if it got flavor from the nevela? A piece of nevela meat fell in. Why is that relevant? Afilu lo nosna tam nami. Even if it didn't give off any flavor, the habamina oseres bechol shehu. Okay, it's usser bechol shehu. It's min bamina. So Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the nehi gufa mitzvah bechol shehu. We call makom lor minis utas nevela less or kol acheres. Kevinchi Atzmalo Nesra Elaide Kosho. When a Tom posits that if it's just a kosho, it doesn't make it a chaticha, it doesn't cause it to become chaticha nasa tevela. Just a kosho. Why? We'll come back to that position. That's a Ben Tom gives. I'm more interested right now looking at Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is critical. Kufman Aleph, third line of Tosas. Rabbeinu Ephraim Hara Om Mitok Kav. Tafilu Kinos Nabotam, Eina Heter Nasabeli Shashishma Kinegra Kalachaticha, Ela Kinegra Isabalua. When Ephraim understands, guess what? Okay, from this we see that we don't say Chaticha Nas is the Vela, right? That the filu kinos no batam ein ha heter nas is the vela. She starts shishing and a kolach di ela kenegrisa balua. Hilchach l'rav the amar hachadamin min lo batel kishadikas heter kibul tam and a vela chashav isa kilu ben rov says kolach di is mashu. Aber kilonas no vela tam lo haisa as aisa sarkatiz ne shein mina. Shere ein tzark lebat elo isa levat. In any event, the key line is the next one. Comes over in a frame and says, "Dafka gabe tipas cholov amrina lekam perkobos chaticha atzunas in the vela v'tzarak shishim neged kolachaticha." This is on the kafkuf. Rabbi Ephraim says we don't say this rule of chaticha nas in the vela by shari suri. Okay, that's the sugi of kuf is not about posuk cholov. Remember, let me look back in the original statement of 30. It's chaticha shon the vela shel dag tomei. Okay, that got mixed in. Wasn't cholov. So what happened to Chaticha Nas Vela? Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, you know what? It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. There's no such concept of Chaticha Nas Vela by Shari Sur. That's what he says. Look again. Here's the key part of Tosfos. Okay, four lines on the bottom. V'dafka gabe tipas cholav amri lekam perkal was Chaticha Atu Nas Vela. V'tzorach shidei kol Chaticha lo sagi b'bitul tipa l'chud. It's only by basu cholav, right? But the case that he's talking about here earlier, we don't say that. You don't say that. Why? Why should Basim Chalav be different in terms of that? Right? Why should we have a chumrah of Chaticha Nasa Davela by Basim Chalav, not by Shari Sur? So Ben Ephraim explains why. Goes back again, we discussed earlier. Mikol Mishum Mikol Chad Rechad Ba'apay Nafshi Shari. By Basim Chalav, remember the two ingredients independently are mutter. Okay? The Basim is mutter and the Chalav is mutter. The Chisnu Bahad Hadadi Osir. It's only a problem when they're combined together. So therefore, now, what happened in that basar cholov? Hilchach habasar atzmo nasa iser. What happened to this piece of meat? When it got mixed with the milk, what we did was we created a new entity called basar cholov. Okay, it's a new entity, basar cholov. That's what basar cholov is. Because basar by itself is mutter, cholov by itself is mutter. It's only a problem when it comes together. It's labeled basar cholov. So therefore, yes, chaticha nasa tevela, the whole piece. Like we said before, it spreads, whatever reason we gave before. But the point is that that's by Bas Mechalov. That's by Bas Mechalov. And therefore, so it's a hilchach, habasar atzmo, nasa iser. The whole piece of meat becomes us. Now it's a new, what's it called? It's not called meat anymore. This is meat that has cholov in it. The requisite flavor amount and so on. This is meat that has cholov. It's a new entity called Bas Mechalov. So therefore, the whole piece of meat is usr. Mashenah came by Shari Surin. So you had something which is Osir and something which is Mutter. Okay, got mixed together. Okay, it's not a new entity. There's Isur with Heter in it. Okay, so now you figure out, it doesn't mean now the whole piece, it's just where the, you know, why should the whole piece become Osir? Okay, a little bit of Chazer fat falls onto a kosher piece of meat. So, look, why should the whole piece of meat become Osir? Right? That, but by Bas Mechalav, I'll tell you why. Because it's a new entity. That's exactly what Bas Mechalav is, as opposed to by Shari Sur. And by the way, he adds something else, and that's why. Okay, let's add a piece of cheese or whatever that fell into the meat pot. Okay, and I only had and the cheese on top of me. I only had half a kazayas of the cheese, half a kazayas of the meat. It doesn't matter. You ate a kazayas of basar cholov because the cholov had meat in it. The meat had cholov in it. It's a new entity, right? You ochel chatzizayas of chazayas of cholov. It's still usher. Well, chach tzrichim wrote of shishim batel kol chaticha. You have to have shishim against the whole chaticha shofal atibus cholov. Aval chatichas heter shabal pam nevela v'nesra. If you have a chaticha kosher meat that absorbed non kosher meat flavor and became usher, but chazav and usher tam wrote it. And that now gets the rota. Ain't tzarich al shishim batel iser. You don't need to get the whole piece of meat. Just the iser shenivla. But chatichim ain't tzarich shir shishim to also chatichim. That's the logic of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Makes a lot of sense. It's a din in basar cholov.
Okay, because it's a new entity. So therefore, you look at the entire piece. Right? When you have Isser and Heter, you don't have to look at the entire piece. All right? This piece of meat absorbed flavor, but it was the flavor was Isser Tov. Now this is a piece of meat that has Isser flavor in it. Okay, now it gets mixed with another thing, so it'll be able to overpower that flavor. You don't have to go against the whole piece. It's not a new, this piece of meat now is not a new Chefza of Isser. It's not a Chefza now of Heter Isser. A Basra Cholov it is, but it's not Heter Isser. You follow? So you only have to have Shishim in the gravy and the mixture against the original drop of Isser that came in, not against the whole piece. That's a Min Ofrayim. Right? You follow? Now that's the famous Min Ofrayim. When this closes. Alright? Now, the tour points out that I found the toilet page, but he points out that the Rush agrees with their Min Ofrayim. Rush agrees with their Min Ofrayim. It's not really clear in the Rush we have in the back of the Gemara, but it's in the Tshuvas HaRush. One of his Tshuvas, Klal Chos Simon Bey, that printed here for you, 33. It's in the Tshuvas HaRush. He says, Sha'omul Chosh Ari Matir, Chof, listen to this case, Chof Tez Zaysim Shal Heter, Shanofo Bo Zayish Shal Cholov. Okay? I'm sorry, Shal Chelet, Shal Chelet. Ube Kedera Cheres, Hayu Bo Lamed Shal Heter, Renofo Tom Zayish Shal Don. Shal Don. Okay? I have, and now, this Arbu Yachad Elo Shnei Tarbos. Okay? I had a Kezayis of Chelet that fell into 29 Kezayisim of Heter. Okay, well, that's not fishim, it's only 29. So that's going to answer the whole thing. Another pot, I had 30 of Heter, okay, and a little bit of Dan, because I had Dan fell in. Again, I don't have shishim against it. So both those things independently are going to be also. This one because of the Chelet, because Dan and shishim. Now, those two things got mixed together. So, said Ademutar, well, if you would hold Chaticha Nasas Nevela, okay, we would say you got to measure against the whole piece, so that mixture is going to be also, right? Because this kezayis achela that fell into the other 29 kezayim of mutter meat, okay, but there wasn't mevotel, there's no bitul because it wasn't shishim, so therefore that whole thing became also. Now that it got mixed up with other stuff, it's not going to help, or the other way around, the dam. But the Rav says vada nimatiran. Okay, even though each one independently, each one of these tarobuses, each one of these mixtures, okay, is aser. Kishin is aru yachad b'shogig, of course, because you can't do it on chatila. You have to find, but the two things got mixed together. Then it's mutter. You hear the rush? You couldn't be able to do that on purpose, mixing together. That's same about that's not chatila. It's a b'shogig. It happened. He said, "Why? E boy same as swar boy same as nisim." I'll tell you both from a Swara and from a Mishnah. Ibai say in a Swara, the whole Isser Batel, Kesha'eno Yochel Losses Tam Beheter. Okay? An Isser is considered Butal, I guess we're right word, Mavutal. Kesha'eno Yochel Losses Tam Beheter. When it's not strong enough, not enough of it to impart flavor to the Heter. The Tam Dam Becholov Eno Shomer. Right? Chelev. Blood and chelav don't taste the same. Okay, so hare shenizbatel tam hachelav b'shishim, v'tam hadam b'shishim. In this new mixture, okay, the flavor of the chelav was overpowered because you had 60 kezesim against it, and the chelav the dam was overpowered because you had 60 against it. Because the definition of bitul is that there's not enough flavor in the iser. To impart, this is not strong enough to impart its flavor to the mixture. Sayin HaKanami, in our case, in the Rosh's case, you have chelev, there's not enough chelev to impart its flavor to the mixture. There's not enough dam. Chelev and dam don't taste the same, so you can't combine them and say that the chelev, if chelev and dam taste the same, that's any different. In other words, if the second pot was also a question of chelev, okay, if the second pot was not done with the stuff, and then that fell into a second thing, and now you had two kezesim of chelev in that pot with shishim, well, that it wouldn't work because it wouldn't be 60 to 1, it'd be 60 to 2, right? Well, then it wouldn't work, doctor, because chelev is the same. But you hear the rush, the chelev and dam are not the same. So the chelev is not strong enough to impart its flavor to this mix, and the dam is not strong enough to form. The mali iser about the iser, mali heter about the iser. Rakshis batel tamo iser. Well, that means, in other words, you don't say chaticha. If you would say chaticha nas and the vela, then in the first mixture, right, both the chelev and the dam, the whole thing would become osir. Chaticha nas and the vela. Right, the whole thing will become osir. Evidently, the Rosh holds, you don't say that by chelev or by dam or by shari sur. You follow? So the Rosh is agreeing with the Ben Ephraim. That's how the Torah says. The Rosh agrees. Because if we chatim and ask the Vela, then this whole trick wouldn't work. And, not only that, but the Rosh Bo. The Kedusha Rosh Bo, they're cool and cool class on May 34. He quotes the Ben Ephraim. He said, no, he's right. Okay? And he says, the riff, he says, he mentioned that riff before that we dealt with in Iran. Our Fasi lo hei because ever chos of Chai, he didn't bring a whole chatif and asa vele. Uven atemo. Okay? It's uven atemo, it's astonishing, like the Iran pointed out. Shafilo hai yosoba harabzal, shalom chatif and asa vele, lef shosu osur, el bos of Chol, ki the river of Ryan, we call my uncle, hai olakos, the shu bos of Chol. The riff should have written it, even if the riff agrees with Ben Ephraim, that there's no chaticha nas nevela by shari sur. You should have said something about it because it happened by Moshe Chol. Elamai, you could say that like the Ran said, Taki, he doesn't hold by even by Moshe Chol. Like the Ran said, possible. But anyway, the Rosh Bo also obviously agrees with Ben Ephraim with Nachano. However, on the other hand, others, usually Ben Ephraim of Tam is the Bar Pluta of Ben Ephraim, even though in that post is back in source. That tells back in source 32. Kuf 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 amaral. The master of the shachar v'suko. Even our Ben Tam doesn't exactly say that he holds chaticha nas v'shari sur, but he doesn't give that approach. That's the assumption. Okay, he doesn't. The assumption is about kulta. But others clearly, for example, in that same tosus on Amud Beis, that tosus v'shachar v'suko starts on kuf amaral. It goes over to kuf amaral. The very end of that tosus, okay, v'shachar v'suko on the Amud Beis part 35. The Kasser ben Yehuda, the Nira Lari Lahachmer, the Kavan Anuai Brewer. He says there is, Bashat, he's talking about Chatika Nasavel Bashari Surah. So he says there are Ben Yehuda, and the Ridi are Machmer, it is true Bashari Surah, like what we say is the Ben Atam. Okay? So they agree with it with him. The Mordechai, also, in Chul and the 8th Barak, and remember his tough phrase, Tadi Zion, he had a Meister once, he says also, that some say, quotes Rabbeinu Yakir, Shapirish of the law of Mina Chaticha Atzon Zavela Kim Bos Mecholot. And then the case that he was told by his mutter, Umihu, so Rabbeinu Tam, Veri, Omrim, the Mecholis, Surin Amrina Chaticha Atzon Zavela, Kimo, Shapirish Marokotosis, the Nohog Alma Kamasayim, Bolidana Kol Osir. Okay, so he says, and it says also, I don't want to be Machriya, but Vadai Kol Shari Surin Nema Chaticha Atzon Zavela. So the bottom line, it's a machlokas. Now it's interesting, the Ra'or, while it's not Lemaisa, because nobody holds that way, the Ra'or and the Betakabayas, I printed in 37, the Ra'or and the Betakabayas says something very interesting. He says, really logically, you could say the opposite. Udvar behefeche. I'll give you a svara where it makes more sense to say Chanan by Shari Sur than by Bos V'Chol. Okay, why? What's his logic? I said this past. The Ra'o is very creative. Okay, he said a lot of times, but I'm far from an expert. Everything the Ra'o said, don't get me wrong. But we find that the Ra'o sometimes has not much a Ibrahim is creative, it's a careful way of learning than that of everyone else. Okay? Now, if you look at Rosh Bo, just for a second, I'll get back over. Look at Rosh Bo 38 in Rosh Bo, and we learned like in a normal fashion, it says in Shemesh HaBayis, Oda Martin, Dvorm Eilu Timon Leib of Engel, it's astonishing what he said, it's not even worth answering. That's such a very creative, it's an ingenious thing, but the Rosh Bo says, I'm not going to bother with this, no one holds like that. But anyway, you look at the Rosh, what does he say? That's interesting to see as far. He says, it's a bigger svar to say chaticha ratzma nas nevela by Bos V'Chol, by Bishar Yisurin, by Bos V'Chol, for kid. Why? The Bishar Yisurin, Iko Oser V'Nesa. Okay? By Bishar Yisurin, there's something which is Oser, and there's something which becomes Oser. Right? The Hainu Heter, Sarah Adet Heter. Mikeven Shenivla Heter V'Nei Yisur. Okay? So what happens in a Rehu Bishar Yisurin? You have a Dover that's Oser, Usur from what? Usur independently. Something which was mutter. Now the mutter item is going to become usur because of its interaction with the usur item. Yeah? He says again, the Bishari Sur Ika Oser Venesar, Dino Hetter, became which in Nivla Hetter and Isser, the Hetter was Bolea, some of the Isser, Roy Loma Shekvar Nesar, Eino Chosel Hetero. Something which was mutter and becomes usur, so end of story. Okay, never can become mutter again. Okay? I feel a nifla kolishwash mishikvar nifla is fagufo, nasa kolka gufachot. You could argue chatiha nasa zavela by shari suri. I'm going to finish in 1 minute. I'm sorry, it's late. A couple more minutes. Let's finish a couple more minutes. All right, then we'll finish this Sunday. So, but you hear the Ra'ola is saying, by shari suri, you can make a case. The sun was osir, the sun was mutter. The dabar mutter was bolea, a flavor of something osir, and it made it osir. Okay, so once something is usur, there's no going back. It's usur forever. Okay? I feel nifla kalisha shabo. Shekvar nivla was already absorbed. Shekvar nivla isur begufo. Menasa kolka gufechad. It became a new entity in isur. It was heter turned into isur. Abu basur cholov. She was heter beheter. Let's remember, says the Ra'o. Basur cholov started off heter beheter, right? Both of them. But say rufo who shows one. And it's only the combination of usur. Look what he says. Efshar shim nisparish say rufo. If you can separate them again. Something mutter, okay, it never became usur, it was mutter. When the two of them are together, they're usur. But if, so to speak, if you could separate them in a way, like if so the mutter and so on, they can go back to be mutter. Here we said, go back to where they originally were. But some, you hear, in other words, isur, heter that became usur, can't go back to becoming heter again. But Bas V'Chol, it didn't really become usur. Like we said, it became a new entity. If somehow you can undo that, so now you're back with two things that are mutter. It's counterintuitive, but I think it's creative. You know, it's a creative analysis. But L'maisa, again, we don't say like that. But that's the suggestion. That's the longest of the Reb Chaim, actually. I didn't put them in Reb Chaim on the Rambam, Parakhtes, Halachates, Reb Chaim and Brisker. Also has such a type of that creative kind of logic, right? But Vos V'Chol, you can say exactly the opposite of what we said. Vos V'Chol is a new entity, yeah, but if you can separate it, you make it back to its old self, so then it becomes, you know, how do you make it back to its old self? Through Bittul, whatever, you're Bittul, you knock it off. You knock off this, so now it becomes what it was before. But, all right, anyway, you can go either way. That's what the Ra'ah says. I mean, the Rosh Boa rejects it, okay? There is kind of like one other point, the middle position. Okay, kind of a middle position. So Rabbeinu Ephraim again. Rabbeinu Ephraim says there's no chaticha nas available by shari surin. Rabbeinu Tam says there is, but Tosus is. Okay, he says as follows. Do amat and kuf chesam beis. Do amat ha'amay mutar chol v'melehu. Halob alma chaticha shad nas available by drabbanon. The tzor shishim can include the raisel and tzor shishim can be the name of the isra niflava. And some say that there is chaticha nasis nevela by shari sur medarbana. Okay, but you could argue that fundamentally, Rabbeinu Tam, agrees. Just a second. Yeah. In other words, let's spell out as follows. Okay, we'll give you an afkamina, and then we'll finish up with this. We'll finish the issues next time because it's late. Let's say you have a little bit of some nevela falls into a pot of vegetables. Okay, vegetables are being cooked. So we pass in the vegetables, you know, because if they don't have shishim against the nevela, palm kikar, no shishim, right? Okay, the vegetables are also. Now the question is, if one of these vegetables now gets put in a different pot, so how much of that different pot will be necessary to mevata? You need shishim against a little bit of the nevela flavor, and shishim against the whole vegetable. That's the same thing. Okay? So in other words, is there chaticha nas nevela on the vegetables? It's not a Basur Cholov question. But Ephraim says no. Because he said the whole thing is by Basur Cholov, but it's a mixture, you know, and not in this kind of case. All right? So, again, because what chaticha nas nevela does by Basur Cholov, neither by itself is mutter. I'm sorry, neither by itself is usur. Neither by itself is also. Now they're mixed together, so what's also what's mutter? They're the brand new entity. But by Shari Surim, we know beforehand what's also what's mutter. So when Ephraim says, all you need is shishim against the part, we know that it's also. Okay, don't need chaticha nas nevela. You know, it's almost like, I don't want to say it like this, but maybe it's like a suffix almost. When you have basa b'chalav, so now it got mixed together. So what's also what's mutter at this point? Everything is going to be also. Right? The basa b'chalav got mixed together. I said before, a new entity, I'm saying it a little differently now. You need shishim against the whole thing, because shishim against what? Shishim means against the davar aser. What's the davar aser here? The whole thing. But by Shari Surin, you know before in what's aser, what's mutter. So what do you need shishim against? Just the aser. You follow? You know, shishim against the aser. You only need shishim against what you know. I'm just going to be smart. Right? By Shari Surin, we know before, and this is nevela, this is regular food or whatever. So it absorbs some of the nevela flavor. What do you need shishim against? Against what you know was aser. By Pas Mechal, you don't know what's aser. Not at the suffix, but there's no one thing that was aser. The whole thing was aser. Okay? So, but Rabbeinu Tam, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Again, there's a lot of logic. And we said, so Rosh, both of us agree to Rabbeinu Ephraim. There's no, that's why it doesn't apply by Shari Sur. All you need is shishim against what you know is aser. And you know what's aser here. The Mela. By Pas Mechal, you don't know what's aser. Chalav and meat together, no, neither one is aser. So you can't have shishim against one or the other. You have to have shishim against the ha'am.
Or so chomer of the pool, I assume.
What do you mean? To affect other things, I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but look, I'm just trying to explain the difference conceptually. Like when we come to Basa B'chalov, so both things are mutter to begin with. So what? So now when there's an iser in a new pot, okay, if I have shishim against what? Shishim against only the milk. The milk's not also by itself. Shishim against only the meat. The meat's not also by itself. It's only the combination of also. Oh, so what's the combination? The whole piece of meat. You follow? Mashenu came by Shari Surim. By Shari Surim, what's usur is usur to begin with, nevela. Okay, nevela and vegetables. Like I said, it's a percent of nevela falls, a kaza, whatever falls into a pot of vegetables. Okay, so I know what's usur. So now I have a mixture. So now some of this mixture, some of these vegetables now get involved, get mixed in with other vegetables. Some of these vegetables that absorb kaza fat flavor now get mixed in with other vegetables. But I still know the vegetables fundamentally are mutter. Okay, and the chaz fat also only in shisha against the isser. Still, I mean, the Tom argues we don't apply that does apply to Shari Surim. Okay, and therefore the eventually become chachikah nasavela. What we're saying over here is that maybe it's only drabbana. Okay, but it could be that Rabbeinu Tam, the other Rishonim would agree on the deraisa level that he's right. Okay, and that's why he says tells the drabbana. That's what the Ran also writes. Okay, the Ran writes on the riff in Mem Gimel Beis that wrap up Ran. Okay. The Garcia, the Gemara, I'll finish this in a second. Shekzeres HaKosim Kachi, okay, Shekol Bosa, Shishpat V'Cholav, Nase Iser Machmas Atzmo, to a new entity. Okay, fine. But by Shari Surim, he says, Minadin Hishu Chachomim Kol HaYisurim LeBosa V'Cholav. The Chachomim equated other Yisurim to Bosa V'Cholav. Maybe you shouldn't mix it up and so on and so forth. So it applies to other things. The Ram, later in the Rifan and Mandal and Aleph also says that Khatir has only Daraisa, and so we'll and by Shari Surah it's only Darbana. That's a distinction. So there's really three shitas really. Is there Khatir Nas Nevela by Shari Surah? Says they're in Ephraim, no. Okay. Says some Rishonim, yes, Darbana. Yes, Darbana. There's Khatir Nas by Darbana. And others say no, even the Raisa. I will stop over, we'll continue the Shulchan. We'll just finish this up with Sunday the Shulchan. Okay, I'll have no sweetness in this. Have a good job, everybody.
Thank you.